Well, not only are the men's basketball team playing, but the women's basketball team playing doubleheader action this weekend, and it'll be Hillsdale on Thursday night. Saginaw Valley State on Saturday afternoon. We'll have all the action for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies coming off a split last weekend at Ferris State and at Grand Valley State. And head coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team joins us. Good morning, Coach. How you doing with all the snow removal? Everything okay with that?
Yes, we had some challenges getting home on Saturday night, Sunday morning, but made her in, everything's gone on the sides, and it looks like winter up here.
The winter definitely arrived. Coach, I guess overall thoughts on the weekend. You go down, always a tough road trip going down to Ferris and Grand Valley State, and you got a big-time win against Ferris, maybe one of our most complete games of the year, and then against Grand Valley, obviously a very good club on their floor, and came just a little bit short.
I thought we had a great day on Thursday, and it was exactly like you said. It was a complete game. I thought we had a great start to the game. Continued that throughout the first half. I thought we came out of halftime. We held a huge lead for that entire game. First of all, building it and then holding it, which I thought is very important, especially for, obviously, for our starters to keep the mentality and the focus for, the push at the start, but then also for our subs coming in off the bench. I thought they did an excellent job of keeping that lead. We have really improved in that aspect throughout this year, and that's nice to see, to be able to sustain something like that, especially when, Ferris pushed back pretty hard, and I thought our bench handled that really well.
Then turning your focus to Grand Valley, talk about the the game is Grand Valley. You guys down, you come back and make it a game, and then obviously they just made a couple more plays at the end of there.
Yeah, it was, Grand Valley's always going to be really tough at home, and in general, they're a very tough team. They have their five players are aggressive. They all can shoot. They don't have a real true post player, which means they really extend your defense. But I thought, we're right in it with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left. It's a 4-point game. After Danny gets an and one, and that's right where we're at. We just had too many swings throughout the game of, 2 minutes of really good basketball to 4 minutes of they go on a 12-2 run to we get four stops in a row, and it just needs to start to even itself out. Our highs and lows are getting too significant, and you're always, it seems like we're fighting back, from 9 points down, from 7 points down, from 10 points down, and it's, you work so hard to get back to even, and then it's hard for us to get over that hump. So we really need to work on making sure that we're minimizing other teams' runs, not letting them get, two baskets in a row, three baskets in a row. We have to start taking some of that stuff away, and I'm hoping moving forward we'll be able to do that.
When you look at the games coming up, Coach, and look where how the standings are sitting right now, you're obviously two games into playing GLIAC North Division teams. You've got Hillsdale and Saginaw, and I know you don't want to look forward and look past Hillsdale, but Saginaw right now ahead of us in the North Division standings. How do you characterize the two games this week?
Well, Hillsdale is they do a full on five in, five out, and they'll do it every 2 to 3 minutes. And so their shift changes are very aggressive. They have their 10 players that can play really fast, really small. They'll press, they'll zone, they'll trap, and it's extremely aggressive. And like I said, so, they go as hard as they can for 2 to 3 minutes, and then they switch out, and their coach does not go away from that. So they're always kind of in full strength and always putting a major press on you, and that's going to be a huge challenge for us right now with our guard situation. We're sitting at the guard spot right now, and they're going to challenge us to be able to take care of the ball and make sure that we're making really good decisions. So we are not under any circumstances looking past Hillsdale, because they are a team that can really cause a lot of problems, and especially for this group right now, taking care of the basketball obviously is going to be huge. And then Saginaw is, like you said, first in the north. They obviously are much improved from last year as far as their record goes, but they had a lot of pieces last year. They also had a few injuries that really put them back, and now they're in full strength. And Emily Wendling, as their post player, who was player of the year 2 years ago, I think, and then they surrounded her with extremely talented guards. Got one back from an injury. Have a really good freshman. They're a very, very complete team. Very aggressive, and you know, when you have your inside presence and surround it, it makes it very, very tough to defend.
So going back to the Hillsdale thing and the changing out of five at a time, are you referring to it's the conditioning is a big part of it, obviously, because they're going to be constantly in there with fresh legs?
It'll be fresh legs, and it's a ton of pressure. So they'll guard full court, they'll trap as soon as you get over half court, then they're going for steals the whole time. So it's a constant, I mean, you have to attack, you have to get the ball to the middle, but it's a ton of pressure. So we're just going to have to make sure that we handle the pressure and the ball.
Coach, when you look forward to the, being back at home, obviously that's huge for us. You know, our record at home is so much better, and we've been good both places, but obviously so much better at home than it has been on the road over the last, decade. What is it about getting back at home that kind of puts us at ease and gives us that advantage?
Yeah, that'll be really nice for our players. So when you get to the point and you're making your comeback or on a run, people are cheering for you. Obviously, that's going to be exciting. You know, our atmosphere is the best in the league, and people say that over and over again, and that's why we've had such success, is because of the community support. And we are really, really looking forward to having people, like I said, cheering for us again.
Well, the basketball games are on Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. Hillsdale and Saginaw Valley State are the opponents. Big GLIAC matchups. It's nice to have the basketball teams back home. Women will play at 5:30 on Thursday evening, 5:15 pregame. Tune on in to Mitch as you're making your way to the SDC gym. And then on Saturday, it's a 1 o'clock start for the women against Saginaw Valley State. We'll also have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93. We might even have time at the end of the show here to give away some tickets for Michigan Tech basketball. So, Coach, great to have you back home. We can't wait, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, that is Kim Cameron, head coach of the women's basketball program at Michigan Tech. More Huskies Drive Time coming up right after these on Mix 93.